Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Getting any better. Minnesota Wild lost last night, but what an interesting and festive week it was. With them and Vegas kind of flexing to each other and giving a little preview of what it could be in the playoffs. Joining us, a man that knows all about it, Brian Lawton from the NHL Network, former general manager, agent, and oh yeah, number one overall pick, an NHL veteran. Brian, thank you for joining us.
Always my pleasure, Mike. Of course, I'm out at Gianni's, sitting looking over at the lake right now. We're having a company party for Sports Digital. And I apologize for being a couple minutes late.
No, no problem. We appreciate you anytime, but save me a steak. Now you got me hungry, you know?
Of course.
Hey, how much did you enjoy watching the Wild and Vegas trade punches literally and figuratively for a couple nights?
Well, I really enjoyed it. I mean, the Minnesota Wild are playing fabulous. It's incredible. When I watch that team now as opposed to where they were 12 months ago, 18 months ago, I guess it's easier saying seasons with this pandemic, but Billy Guerin has really done a fabulous job with this club.
Kaprizov is what to you? Is he a five-year all-star in the next five? What is he?
Right now, as of last night, obviously, he had a couple more goals, moved him into the top 10 overall in the National Hockey League. That's something that I haven't checked his contract, but for a rookie player, that generally will earn you about a $2 million bonus if that holds up. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, because you give those out easy because you assume that no rookie's going to get that, right?
Well, to be honest with you, when you're managing a club or even in my former life representing a player, it's not the most difficult argument because if you can come in as a rookie player and end up in a top 10 category, you're a pretty special player, and that's how I feel about Kirill Kaprizov. He has just been as advertised, more than advertised. We saw a different side of him last night. He got run pretty hard. Really abusive check, I thought, by Nicholas Hague. He took it. He rolled with it. He came back and scored two goals. That says a lot about this kid's character.
What do the playoffs look like to the Wild from where you sit?
Well, obviously, they're in an incredibly difficult division.
Yeah.
It's really top-heavy between Vegas, Colorado, and the Wild. The Wild, the team that, honestly, if you'd asked me before the season, and some people did, I said, I think the Wild will definitely be in the playoffs. I just think they'll sign Vegas, Colorado, and St. Louis.
Yeah.
I never imagined that they'd be where they are now. That's kudos to them and all their players. But it's going to be a tough division to get out of. And if they don't finish first, you're going to have to beat probably those other two teams. That is not going to be easy for anybody. Whoever gets out of this division will truly have earned it. I do like the fact that the Wild have proven, it's not resoundingly convincing, but it's certainly convincing in terms of they can beat Vegas. Colorado, on the other hand, has been a tough out for them. That would be a matchup that, as a player, you would want to have just to challenge yourself, but you'd rather have that in the second round than the first round. I'm not sure if that's going to work out. Vegas has got to play Colorado one more time. Colorado's got a lot of games left, a game in hand on both Vegas and Minnesota. So it's going to be fascinating to watch that. I hope somehow the Wild end up playing Vegas in the first round. That would be the best scenario for them.
Do any roles change when we get to the playoffs? In other words, Parise has more playoff experience. Do you play him more minutes because of that, or do you stick with what you got right now? Has that been established?
Well, obviously, there's been a big change going on over at Xcel Energy Center this year in terms of the playing time for Zach Parise and Ryan Suter, for that matter, Mike. But those are things, you know, those guys are 36 years old. They're great pros. They've been the face of the franchise for a number of years, but it's a young person's game, and they've been able to effectively keep both of those guys engaged, contributing in a big way, a different way, but a big way. And it's made them a better team. And that's what's been so impressive, quite frankly, for me, was the ability to do that. You know, Ryan has led this league in ice time in the past. Zach is perennially a guy that's knocking on the door of 30 goals. They're not having those types of seasons, but they've both been really effective. And I think they've shown a lot of character in how they've handled some of the changes in their roles. It wasn't that long ago that St. Louis, you know, went on and won a Stanley Cup with Steen on the fourth line.
Yep.
A really proud player. Not as good as Zach.
Nope.
But similar in that he had to compromise and to give in a little bit in terms of his playing time for the betterment of the group. I see Zach doing that, and I think the Wild are a better team for it. I think it makes him stronger. It allows Zach to dominate his matchups. Zach is a guy that could easily jump up and play on the first two lines if that becomes necessary. Ryan Suter is still a major focal point of the Wild, but he's not that clear-cut dominant player or leader that he's been in the past. That gives them more flexibility as they get Brodin and Spurgeon and Dumber more involved. So I just think they're a stronger team all around in the way they're set up now.
Last question. We don't see the East in Canada this year at all, and you lose track of them. Just give me who's the best in the East, who's the best in Canada?
The East is completely wide open. I would take any one of those teams in a normal year to potentially make it to the Stanley Cup final. I'm talking about Washington, the New York Islanders, Pittsburgh, and Boston. Right now the order is Washington, Pittsburgh, Boston, Islanders. That could change before the end of the year. It doesn't matter. That, no disrespect to the Wild and Colorado and Vegas, but that's the strongest division. That's the division of death for me. The North, on the other hand, has been the most exciting division, to be honest with you. Having a chance to watch Connor McDavid every night or an Austin Matthews or some of the other star power that they have in that division has been really impressive. Dave Tippett is one of my best friends. The job he's doing with the Edmonton Oilers has been incredible, and I don't really hear people talking about it the way they should. That was a team that a lot of pundits picked not to make the playoffs. They've been incredible. McDavid's got a chance to hit 100 points in 56 games. I think he'll do it. Dreisaitl's proven his worth. Austin Matthews, you know, is going to be a guy that crests 40 goals in the 56-game season. Is averaging, he's got 63 goals in his last 82 games. These are incredibly bright markers for the future of the NHL. I love what they've done. I love that division. I personally think that Toronto is the most likely candidate to come out of that division, but I still love Edmonton's chances.
Brian, you get back, save me a steak, but thank you so much for giving us some time.
I appreciate it, Mike. Always love chatting with you. Thank you very much for having me on. My apologies. We have to celebrate my wife's company once in a while, Sports Digital.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon. Thank you so much, Brian. Brian Lawton, one of the best in business. Nice stuff to join us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.